मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा। द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी विल रिलीज 100 हाई यील्डिंग क्लाइमेट रिजिलियंट एंड बायो फोर्टिफाइड क्रॉप वेराइटीज इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। ड्यूरिंग द इवेंट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर विल ऑल्सो इंटरैक्ट विद फार्मर्स एंड साइंटिस्ट। The Prime Minister's office informed that the 109 varieties to be released include 61 crops comprising 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber and other potential crops will be released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has stressed the need to foster an environment of dialogue and cooperation for a healthy and strong democracy. He made these remarks while addressing the valedictory session of the two-day orientation program organized for newly elected members of parliament in New Delhi yesterday. Highlighting India's position as the world's largest democracy, Birla urged the members to uphold the highest standards of democratic conduct. He added that the actions of the members are observed not only within India but globally, and therefore they should conduct themselves with dignity, decency and decorum. Referring to the role of the members as elected representatives, Birla emphasized that a member of parliament carries significant responsibilities both in addressing public issues and in providing thoughtful suggestions to the government on matters of governance. The Lok Sabha Speaker urged the new members to embrace their responsibilities with purpose and resolve. Union Corporation and Home Minister Amit Shah urged the adoption of a multidimensional futuristic approach to ethanol production, utilizing sources such as maize, broken rice, wasted fruits and bamboo in addition to sugarcane. Speaking at the National Federation of Cooperative Sugar Factories Limited event in New Delhi yesterday, Shah said that ethanol production is a profitable and viable business and that the country will need 1,000 crore liters of it in a couple of years. He highlighted that the government is increasing the limit for ethanol blending in petrol as a biofuel. Shah said that the government has set a target of 20% ethanol blending in petrol by 2030 and this target will likely be achieved much earlier. He also noted that the percentage of ethanol blending will be increased to 26%. Shah emphasized that the country must be prepared to expand its ethanol production capacity in anticipation of future export opportunities. Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pangkonyak has said that the state needs quality education to produce well-educated and ideal leaders and underscored that higher education in the state has immensely improved in recent years. He was addressing the 41st Annual General Conference 2024 of Konyak Students Union Kohima in Kohima yesterday. He opined that most of the colleges and institutions provide best curriculum and teachers and said it was up to the students to learn and not only study. Konyak said that there are many skill-oriented training provided to the youths today and encouraged students to get equipped on various skills. The advisor also mentioned that with social media and digital marketing, creative writing are on high demand. Konyak also highlighted the importance of developing personality to gain confidence, positive mind and approach to go through any obstacles. Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar has assumed the responsibility of General Officer Commanding of the Elite Spear Corps from Lieutenant General Harjit Singh Sahi. Pendharkar was commissioned into the Assam Regiment in June 1990. In a career spanning over 34 years, the General Officer has served in varied roles in command and staff tenures, encompassing varied terrain profiles and operational environment in the country and overseas. His command assignments include command of an infantry battalion, brigade and divisional level formations along with the line of control and counter-insurgency environment in Jammu and Kashmir. The general officer held the appointment of Director General, Territorial Army before taking over as GOC 3 Corps on 10th August 2024. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.